I can't see. It's dark ahead, but I know what is there. A ship. Long, not wide, but tall. Its mast is unseen among the black sky, but I know it's there. I climb aboard. Ice, fire, and laughter surround me. The ship sways, the laughter grows, yet I cannot hear it. The wind creates harmony, the cold steals my breath. We break free of the ice. There's more life on the ice beyond us. Birds, chimes, living mechanical beasts, none of which are organic, none constructed, amalgamations of both. They fly indistinctly. The men and women and children of the ship turn their attention to the flying technopods, ethered only by their vision. The mast too looks ahead, breathing not by Mother Nature's wind, but by breath. The beings are attracted by the new territory. One of them boards the ship, not 20 yards away from me. The sun has begun to rise, but in the center of the sky. It is a different shape, triangular and square, but never a circle. The purple light of a rare dusk shines upon the now visible stainless steel deck. The being on the ship flops on. The sailors on board begin prodding it slowly, then more vigorously. It cries in pain, terrified and confused. Out of view, the rest of the inorganic beasts swarm in silent attention. I approach the beast aboard the ship. It is now basked in purple light. I reach out to touch it. As I do, its eyes close. He dies.